Good morning, everyone. On behalf of the Asbestos Conference Planning Committee, I would like to welcome you all to McGill University for today's conference. My name is Mehta Kiryat Kolgi. I'm a postgraduate student society representative. I'm currently a master's student in experimental medicine, family medicine option. I'm also one of the co-chairs for this morning's session. The other co-chair is Dr. Franco.
Thank you, Mehta. I'm pleased to be here with Mehta as co-chair of the morning session. My name is Eduardo Franco. I'm the chair of the Department of Oncology at McGill University and director of the Division of Cancer Epidemiology. Mehta.
Okay. Thank you. So asbestos over time and in media has brought to light fundamental questions about its use, impact, and future concerns. We have put together today's conference as part of the university's role to promote public forums for important debate to continue building new knowledge and understanding. Today's proceedings are in the spirit of an academic forum meant to encourage discussion. We have a lineup of outstanding speakers for you today, each of whom is a recognized expert in their field. Our focus this morning will be on the science related to the asbestos, and in the afternoon we will focus more on the policies and research. I would like to thank each of our speakers for taking their time and to be here today, as well as each of you attending this conference. I would in particular like to welcome all my fellow students and also members of the media. Before we begin the conference, I would just like to review how the day will proceed. Each presenter, once introduced, they will deliver their presentation, at the conclusion of which there will be an opportunity for questions and answers. It is a very full agenda, which means we need to stay on schedule. And I thank you in advance for helping to create a collegiate atmosphere throughout the day, where speakers may present their facts, data, and perspectives, and participants may ask their questions. If you have any questions for our speakers, I would ask that at the appropriate time you move forward to the microphone on the floor. It will be on the center here. And identify yourself prior to posing your questions. I would also ask that you keep your questions relevant to the topic of the current session. If the questions are outside the current topics are asked, we will coordinate to have the appropriate spokesperson to answer your question during lunch or break. Media are welcome to ask questions during the question and answer session. Should separate interviews be desired, this can be arranged with our Faculty of Medicine Communications. And if they could please identify themselves. Okay, thank you. Okay, so now on to the last few but not least housekeeping items. Coffee breaks and lunch will be held in the foyer area just outside of the ballroom. This is a public conference and it is being live streamed and taped to share with those who are not here. Washrooms are located in the cloakroom in front of the main entrance. And finally, as a matter of courtesy, please turn all cell phones off or to vibrate. Let us now begin. I would now like to invite Dr. David Eidelman, Vice Principal, Health Affairs, and Dean of Medicine for McGill University to say a few introductory remarks.
Well, thank you very much, Mehta, and thank you very much to everybody for coming this morning. People will remember that this conference was initiated as part of a process that was triggered by questions about the research conduct of one of our professors. But as part of that process, after going through the university's process for that, it was clear that this is a topic, the topic both of asbestos and the topic of our relationship between universities and industry, that merits a lot more discussion. And so the Faculty of Medicine committed to hosting this conference, and that's why we're here today. My role in this conference is minimal. It's primarily to thank the organizing committee, which I'm very proud to say included representatives of four student societies on campus. And students played a key role, as well as several other key individuals. But I want to highlight the work of Tasha Ayindi, and particularly Dimitra Kafantaris, as well as Diana Colby, all of whom contributed enormously to making sure that this conference is organized as well as it can be and to give an opportunity for all of our speakers to present the material. I want to thank the speakers who have come from away and highlight the fact that the goal of this is to allow an open discussion about these important topics. You'll note that we start with a more technical side of asbestos and move gradually towards an examination of asbestos and McGill and end up with a discussion about our relationship to industry. And that, to me, highlights the key elements of this conference. We're going to talk about the past. We're going to talk about the present. But the goal of the conference is to aim towards the future, to make sure that we both develop approaches to handle the difficult questions about asbestos, but more importantly, to set the stage for how this university and other universities handle their interactions with industry. And so without further ado, I'm going to turn it back to Maida and wish everybody a great conference. Thank you.